7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's almost summertime, and we're going to help you to have a wonderful garden. And if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. We are broadcasting live this morning from Campbell's Agway True Value Store on Main Avenue in Farmingdale, Maine. And I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. The door opens at 8 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. And if you're traveling up this way, enjoy Route 295. The wild lupin are in full bloom in Maine. It's absolutely gorgeous. You're driving down the road, and it's just a wall of beautiful blue lupin, purpley blue lupin. A few white ones here and there, a few pink ones. But it's absolutely gorgeous at this time of the year, traveling in central Maine. Again, our phone number, 800-259-9231. Now, we've had some heat. Now we're getting some rain, much needed rain for most of us. And we're going to have a few days of cloudy weather. So along with cloudy weather comes the possibility of the reoccurrence in your lawn of a fungus disease called red thread. So just be aware of it. And what I'd like to have you do is this. In the next day or two, or even today, walk across your lawn. Look for the possibility of red or pink spots. They could be anywhere from 3 inches to a foot in diameter. And it would be like polka dots in clusters, not over the entire lawn, but here and there. And red thread is a fungus disease that when we get cool, cloudy, wet weather, we're more prevalent to it. And we've had several outbreaks of red thread already this year. We had a lot of heat. The heat put stress on your lawn. And now we're going to have a few days of cloudy, cool, and wet weather. So, those are the ideal conditions for this fungus. If you see it, the first thing that you want to do is to get your bamboo rake out, rake those areas to open up the grass and spread the grass apart. The way that red thread will spread is it will spread by almost like a domino theory. One blade gets infected, it falls over, touching another blade of grass, spreading it to that one, and then that one will lay down and will make like a bridge of threads from one blade of grass to the other. So what you need to do is to rake that grass to separate the blades of grass, and that will help a great deal. If you have a sprinkler system in your lawn, turn it off if you have this problem, because water will make it spread even faster. So keep the sprinkler off, allow the grass to dry, and if you haven't fertilized your lawn in a while, maybe a good idea to give it a good shot of fertilizer. If you have fed it in the last month, get some liquid food like Miracle-Gro or Super Root and Bloom by Fertilome and spray the liquid food in the area to help the grasses that remain to get stronger. Red thread will not kill your lawn. What it does is it thins it out. Once it thins out and it opens up sunlight to the soil, then you have problems with crabgrass and weeds coming in, which works against those grass blades that are already stressed out, and then you really end up having a problem. So be aware of it. There are products that you can put on. Scotts has a powdered lawn disease control that you can put on it. And Bonide has a product called Infuse that's a liquid that you just attach the bottle to the to your hose, spray those areas, and it will stop it from getting worse. So just be aware of it. The other thing that always is a problem when we have weather like this is blight on your tomatoes. A couple of years ago, we had a lot of it. A lot of us lost all of our tomatoes, and this is the type of weather that makes that blight more of a problem. So, when you get weather like this, if it continues for 3, 4, 5 days, you should put some type of good fungicide on your plant that will prevent the blight from attacking the foliage. One of the best is called Actinovate. And Actinovate can be found at most nurseries and garden centers. Actinovate is all organic. It's all natural. It is a bacteria that will fight the blight on tomatoes. So keep an eye on them. Again, if it stays cool, cloudy, wet, get some Actinovate, get it on your plants just to be on the safe side. Because if it gets established in your garden, you could lose all of your tomatoes. Speaking of tomatoes, if you're growing tomatoes and you have an acid soil and you haven't limed in the last 2 or 3 years, think about last year. Did you have on the underside of the tomato a black spot that got bigger and bigger? It didn't kill the tomato, and you really didn't notice it till you got ready to pick those tomatoes. It normally will affect the early fruiting plants. So the tomato that you want the most, in September you've got tomatoes coming out of your ears, but in July, early August, when you really want tomatoes, especially if you're growing them in a container like a whiskey barrel, a big pot, the earth box system, it's caused by acidity, it's caused by stress, and it's a black, soft rot that develops on the underside of your tomato. And if you had that, what you need to do right now is you need to use a product called Tomato Maker. It's all natural. It's all organic. It was developed in Florida for the tomato industry, and it really does a great job, especially on containerized. They seem to be more stressed out than the ones directly in the garden. So just think back. Did you have black spots that when you probably said to yourself, well, I'll just cut it out, but it goes all the way through the center of your tomato. The sides look good, but the bottom and the middle begin to rot, and it happens early on. And Tomato Maker will change the acidity of the soil very, very quickly. It adds calcium, and it will prevent it from happening. So just a few things to be aware of. We don't want to start off the season on a bad note, but these are the things that are there right now for you to get ready. You can still plant a new lawn, and with the weather for the next few days like this, if the ground is ready, get some grass seed down. They'll do very well. Coming early July, southern New England to middle of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and then in the middle part of July, will be the Japanese beetles Now, if you had them in the past and you had grubs in your lawn and all of a sudden you started seeing raccoons or skunks digging in your lawn, ripping the grass, they're looking for the grubs. So, a couple ways you can control them. First is with a product called GrubX that you can buy at most garden centers, made by Scotts. Bayer has a product that you can put down also that will kill them while they are in the ground. The product right now is getting late to put down because a lot of the grubs are in a pupa stage, and the pupa stage is like a little mummy, and it's changing over from that curled lettuce-y looking grub to the pupa. And by early July, which is only 3 weeks or so away, they'll begin to come out of the ground. The best way is with nematodes. And you can find nematodes at your local garden center. It's a black powder. And it's a microscopic worm-like insect. You put it in your bottle sprayer. You spray it on your lawn. They'll drill through the soil and they'll kill all of the grubs that are in there now and the new ones to come from now until September.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening today?
I sure am.
Terrific. Who do we have up set up to start for us this morning? Okay, Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. You're brilliant.
Hi.
I took that picture of the dogwood, and you told me I had a borer, and I did.
Yes.
I cut the limb off, and I had one. I have a question. If the hole is going into the whole tree, should I spray a little bleach or something? And I gave it another shot of Bayer Treventree, but I was listening to you this morning, and I just had a couple of questions. Because I was thinking about all the rain, and you said don't water after 5, the spores. I still have some liquid lime, you know, that get along, and I still have bonide powdered copper. Could I use either one of those for anything, like the red thread when I separate the grass? Could I put a little bit of liquid lime down to help, and could I use the powdered copper that I already have?
Okay, the liquid lime would be a great day to use it. I mean, they're forecasting rain for today, tomorrow, Tuesday, and possibly even on Wednesday with showers. So if you can take a liquid lime, give it a real good shake to really make sure that it's all nice and soft and liquidy inside, and spray that in your vegetable garden, on your perennial beds, on your lawn, especially if you have areas with moss. This is a great time to use products like that because the rain will push it into the ground towards the root system where you need to have the soil become less acidic. So rain does play a big factor in making the soil less acidic. The powdered lime or the lime substitute from Jonathan Green called Magic Cal, that's a great product. But you need to push it into the ground to make it effective. So if you can do that today, that would be great. As far as raking it with the rain in the forecast, wait until the rain is over. Unless where you live it's not raining now, then give it a quick raking. But putting down the fungicide with the rain in the forecast won't do any good because the fungicide has to be in contact with the disease. So if you spray it on the plant and it's raining, it's going to wash off the foliage and won't do its job correctly. Now, on your borer, on the dogwood, he starts in the branch, like the picture that you sent me by email, and as you saw when you cut it, the hole goes into the trunk. Now, you put down tree and shrub. The product, tree and shrub, is absorbed by the root system, taken up into the entire tree, and it should kill the grub in that tree. Now, the only thing that I want you to think about is you, when you figure out how much you need, it's the circumference of the trunk of the tree, not the diameter. So if, let's say, for example, your trunk is 2 inches in diameter, 2 inches across, you need to put a tape measure around that to see what the circumference is. And it's been a long time since I used that, but I think it's like 3.14 or something of the diameter will give you the circumference. But just put a tape measure around it. It will tell you how many inches in circumference, and then you mix your chemical accordingly, and you pour it around the base of the tree. The roots will absorb it. It will cover the entire tree, and if that borer is still in the main tree, it will knock it out and kill it. So don't worry about putting anything else. What I would do is I would fertilize it. Get some plant tone by Espoma, or Dr. Earth has a great tree and shrub fertilizer with the probiotics. And get that tree fed again to give the tree some energy for the damage that the grub or the borer has made in the plant. So a little food, maybe some more tree and shrub, and you should be in great shape. Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're here to help you to have a great gardening season. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're broadcasting from Maine. Today we are at Campbell's True Value and Agway store on Maine Avenue in Farmingdale. And the doors open at 8 o'clock. I'll be here until 2 to answer all of your gardening questions. So if you're having a problem with a bug, or a weed, or a disease on your plants, put it in a plastic bag, come on down after 8 o'clock, and we'll try and help to solve your gardening problems. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Massachusetts with a question about her lilacs.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Could you tell me, where do I cut to remove the dead blooms on my lilacs and peonies?
Okay, on your lilacs, you want to remove it just below the flower stem itself. You don't have to take any foliage off, just below the actual bloom that's beginning to turn brown. Lilacs this year have not bloomed as long as they should because this weather has been so up and down. You get a period where you get, you know, a lot of rain and cold, and then you get a lot of heat, and the heat pushes them to make them open. And then we get a lot of rain, and because they're fully open and it stays wet, they're actually rotting on the tree much, much quicker than they normally do. So once you see that they're beginning to turn brown and then they don't look as pretty as they should, remove all the flowers. It really, really does help, especially if you have a young plant. Now, while you're doing that, the secret to lilacs is lime. The sweeter your soil, the better your lilacs are going to do. So if you can put down some lime, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, and you save that wood ash, put the wood ash around those plants, and it will help your lilacs to make more flower buds for the following year. The sweeter the soil, the better they're going to grow. Your peonies, when the flower begins to go bad, just below the stem of your bud. Again, you don't want to remove any foliage, because what's going to happen is as soon as that perennial, no matter what it is, whether it's a delphinium, a lupin, or a peony, or even an iris, when the flowers go by, cut off the flower stem to prevent that perennial from making seed. If you can remove the flower and the plant cannot make seed, then it will put all of its efforts into producing more foliage to make the plant bigger and stronger so that it can make buds for next year. And that's very, very important. If you can prevent the plant from making seed, it uses that energy to make additional flower buds for the following season. So deadheading is very, very important. Clean the plant to prevent it from making seed, and it will possibly reflower. It's, peonies don't rebloom, but things like delphinium, hollyhocks, a lot of your daisies, and even lupin will send out sporadic flowers here and there during the summer if you can deadhead them and prevent them from making seed. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jay from California with a question about his tomatoes.
Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Great. And yourself, Jay?
Great. Greetings from the garlic capital of the world, Gilroy, California.
Welcome.
I have a really quick question for you. I planted an avocado tree, a Mexicola brand, and it's one tree. Do I need to plant a second one for it to produce fruit?
On that particular type of plant, you do not. My sister, who lives in Florida, has a big avocado tree. It's probably 25, maybe 30 feet tall and just as wide. She only has one. She is the only one on her street that has an avocado tree, and it does very, very well all by itself. Now, I'm sure that if you had two and you have plenty of room, that you would probably get more fruit because you're going to have more blooms that will attract more bees and pollinating insects to your yard to help that plant to pollinate more flowers, which in turn will give you more fruit. But the other thing that you want to do, Jay, is when that plant is growing, and California's climate and New England's climate is very different because you don't have a severe winter like we do here. So your plants are growing for a much longer period of time. When your tree finishes blooming, then it makes the fruit. As soon as the fruit is ripe, that plant is beginning to make the buds for the following crop, the following year. If you can feed that plant with a good organic slow-release fertilizer, and in California, your big fertilizer company is Dr. Earth. And Dr. Earth is all natural, all organic. They have something called probiotic. And probiotic is a collection of microbes, bacteria, and fungi that when they are added to your soil will do just that. It will help the root system to grow faster. It will help the plant to make more foliage, and it will help the tree to produce buds, fruit, and help that fruit to become larger in size and be tastier. Most of us, over the last few years, are beginning to realize that the days of 10-10-10, and 5-10-5 are basically over. That was fertilizer that was developed after the Second World War to get everybody gardening. But it only has nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. Nothing else. There's no trace elements. So you put it in your garden, it pushes the garden, and in 30 days, it's gone. There's nothing left. And it does nothing for the soil. So by going organic and using microbes, bacteria, and fungi to the soil, you're actually helping the soil to get better, stronger, and better able to prevent diseases, help the tree produce a bigger root system, and help the trees to grow better. So don't use the fertilizer that your father and your grandfather used. Go to the new technology. Use organics. Use products like Mycorrhiza. Use products like compost tea. Use products that are natural, and you'll have a much, much better garden, and your soil will get better and better and better every single year, because what you're putting into it is not a push and it's gone. It's there to help everything grow better. Great question. Thank you for the call, Jay. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Richard from Massachusetts with a question about his lilacs.
Richard, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have two quick questions for you today. I have some lilacs in my yard that are very old. I would say they're probably 60 years old, and they've really never been trimmed down. They're probably, some of them are probably 12 feet high, and they seem to be dying off. I thought maybe because some of the other trees around them are blocking the sun that it was that, but I don't know quite what to do. I've never trimmed the flowers off because I didn't know that was supposed to be done, like one of your last callers just asked. And the other question I have is, do you recommend bagging your grass clippings or just leaving them on the lawn? I thought leaving them on the lawn would choke the lawn.
Richard, do you play golf?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you know somebody who plays golf or you ever drive by a golf course, you will never, ever see the people at the golf course pick up the grass clippings. The reason is the grass clippings that you cut will dry out, they'll go back into the soil, and they'll refertilize your grass. What you have to do is use your head when you're mowing. And the way the weather in New England has been this year, we've had periods of a lot of heat and then periods of a lot of rain. And it's not just like 1 or 2 days, it's 3, 4, or 5 days, and your grass just jumps out of the ground, growing 5, 6, 7, 8 inches tall before you can even get to it at times. So when you mow your grass, and when you're done, if you see that it's, you know, you've taken off 3 or 4 inches, and you see that there's a lot of grass laying on top of your lawn, what I do is this. I mow it. I let the sun hit it, and then I have a sit-down mower, so I'll get back on the mower, and I'll mow the grass again at the exact same height. The grass that I originally cut shriveled and dried up, and it's laying on top of the ground. By re-mowing it, it recuts all of those blades of grass, spreading it all over the lawn again, and that way I don't have to rake. But there are times where the grass is so tall, and there's so much of it, that if you don't rake it, it will actually block the sunlight, preventing the light from getting to the grass, and now your grass turns yellow. So if there's a lot of grass clippings, yes, pick them up, put them in your compost pile. If there's not a lot, let them dry out with the sun, and then mow it again. Now, the height of your grass is really, really important. We're in June. July and August are coming. July and August, traditionally, across the whole country, is drier than normal. you should have your grass cut at about 3 inches for several reasons. If it's cut at 3 inches, it blocks the sunlight and your soil will not dry out as quickly. The other thing is, if you keep your grass cut high, because the sun cannot penetrate the ground, weeds, seeds that are in the ground have a more difficult chance in germinating, and the weeds that are growing have a difficult time in growing because the grass is so tall. So cut your grass higher. Raise it 2.5 to 3 inches. I cut mine at 3, and I have a lot less weeds, and that will make a big, big difference. Now, on your lilacs, if they're getting less than a half a day of shade, and you're saying you have trees, the trees are getting bigger, which they will every year, so the plant is getting more and more shade, that could be part of the reason. Age is also the reason. And what you want to do is this. You don't want to cut down the whole plant because it's been there for 60 years. What you want to do is do some thinning a little bit every single year. And what I do is this. You have a plant that's the size of yours. Right now, you probably have a few flowers still on them, or you can at least see where all of the dead blooms are on the plant. What you want to do is to remove some of the non-flowering branches. And you can take up to a third of the plant back, 25 to 30%. So here and there, cut the real tall branches down to your waist so they're about 3.5 to 4 feet tall. Cut the whole top off, throw it away. It will sucker.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at ofthefield.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at Campbell's True Value Agway Store on Main Avenue in Farmingdale. That's Route 201. Doors open up at 8 o'clock. I'll be here until 2. We'd love to see you. So if you live in the area, come on by. It's a rainy day. You can't do much in the garden. So let's solve some problems, and that's why I'm here. So come on down. We'd love to talk to you. We're talking with Richard about his lilacs, and we came up on a break pretty quick. What you want to do is count roughly how many stems, and to make it easy, let's say you've got 100 stems in your lilac plant. What you want to do is to take 25 to 30 of the bigger branches, the tallest, that are not blooming first, and cut them down to about 4 feet. So it's nothing but a stick. Feed your plant, add some lime, and between the time you cut them, right now, and the next month, that stick that remains has dormant buds on it. And it will make shoots, just like a broom on the tip of that plant, that will lower the height of your plant. It will increase the number of stems. And within a 2 to 3 year period, the branches that you cut will be blooming for you. So this year, take out 25 or 30. Next year, another 25 or 30. The following year, another 25 or 30 until you've pruned back the entire plant. And that will really help your lilacs to control the height, to make it thicker, fuller, more productive. But every time you do it, throw some wood ash or a lime product on it. And if you really want to help it to bloom, there's a company right here in Maine called Vitamin C Seaweed, and they harvest kelp from the ocean. They sun dry it. They are the only company in the country that dries it with the sun. A lot of the other companies will put it in a furnace and they dry it with heat. This is dried by the sun. So there's many, many more vitamins. Apply some of this vitamin C seaweed fertilizer on your lilac. I've been using it on my gardens, and I've had great results with it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dottie from Cape Cod with a question about poison ivy.
Dottie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, how are you today?
Terrific. And yourself, Dottie?
I'm great. Thank you. I have really two questions. Fertilizing hydrangeas, how many times a year do I do that? And poison ivy, how do I get rid of poison ivy? I have a small bank of it, and it's growing up and it's killing some of the plants.
Okay, so on this banking, is it like a perennial bed or ground cover, or is it just grasses?
Well, it's an entrance, and then I have a bed, and then I have some trees, and then there's a bank and a little area of woods, let's say.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. First of all, on your hydrangea, if you can feed them twice a year, that would be wonderful. And what you want to use is holly tone. And the reason I want you to use holly tone will make the soil more acidic. The more acidic your soil, the bluer your hydrangea will be. If you want to make it pink, then use plant tone and lime. And the lime will neutralize the soil, and your hydrangea, instead of being blue, will be pink. And sometimes, in the process of that transition from acid to alkaline or vice versa, your plant will actually have blooms on the same flower that are pink and blue, which is really kind of neat. So twice a year, if you want them blue, you can also buy, some of the nurseries will sell a hydrangea fertilizer that also has something called aluminum sulfate. Aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier, and it will make a sweet soil more acid to help your flowers to be bluer in color. Aluminum sulfate is also used if you have blueberries. If you've got blueberries and they're not blooming very well, put some aluminum sulfate on it. When we come back, we will talk about poison ivy, and with this kind of weather, woo, poison ivy is growing like a weed. So we'll start off the hour with poison ivy and how to control that plant.